97 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Okie dokie. Good morning. Brock, Hunter.
Why are you dancing like that?
Oh.
Twerking, man. I'm over here twerking my ass off. Twerk, 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 twerk,
What is that? Is it random? So you put your hands on your knees.
Yeah.
You bend over. You always got to look back. You just got to look back at your ass, right?
Twerk, twerk,
and then
twerk,
you just
twerk,
bounce
twerk,
it around.
Twerk, 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 twerk.
Do you think people in like 1755 ever twerked?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure. You know, that's the thing is it, we think that we're so much different than all that. But
so you're going to sit here and tell me the people back in like 1700s were putting their hands on their knees, looking back, arching their back.
I guarantee it may not have been a dance craze, but I guarantee you, Hunter, I guarantee, because again, dude, go to like any bathhouse like that they found in ancient Rome, all right? They've dug up mosaics from like bathhouses that show people doing all the filthy things that the girls on Tinder say they're going to do today. I mean, it's all the same. You know,
I've seen drawings of UFOs and beheadings and all of this stuff. I don't think I've ever seen a drawing of a 1700 person twerking.
They found cave drawings of penises and boobs, okay? Look, that was done by Cro-Magnon man. And if you think we're any different, no. If you don't think Unga Bunga and his boys weren't going down to the local cave strip club, all right?
The cave down the road.
And throwing pelts and meat No, I guarantee at one point in time. Because, history, it goes way back. Go back to the beginning of man. You're telling me in those thousands of years, tens of thousands of years, at one point, some lady back in, 1742 wasn't like...
swinging around a stone.
I doth do proclaim, do you like as I shake my bottom in the air with my hands clasped upon my knees? Yes, sweet Margaret, I love it.
I wonder what they called it then, because it wasn't twerking. We made that up.
Twerketh. They twerketh.
Twerketh.
In order...
The twerketh.
In order to wooeth my fair lady, or my sir, my good sir, I shall twerketh my bottom.
Damn thee, thou curse of man. From the depths of hell I cherish thee. The twerketh.
He shall unsheath his sword and smite me.
Such a weird thing. That's a weird thought. But you know what? Interesting.
Twerketh. I really want now a rapper or R&B artist to like make a old-timey version. Put like a pan flute in there and maybe like a mandolin.
Oh, dear.
And then they call it
down. Yeah, twerketh. They didn't have Juvenile back then. So I don't know. Maybe they weren't twerking. They didn't get that beat.
Yeah. No, I think.
Here's an odd thing. Netflix should do a full documentary on the twerk.
Yeah. I'd watch that for research. Mm-hmm. For research. Okay. Completely off topic. We need to go do your rock news and rock history. So let's do that right now. Ah, yeah.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy with AIR.
You know, it's another weird thought. You never see a lot of twerking at rock concerts, you know?
Except for me. I'm always twerking there.
You're twerking there.
A couple stories here in your rock news. Metallica's 1991 self-titled album, known better as the Black Album, is back in the top 10 on the Billboard 200 album chart after 29 years. The album jumped up from number 158, which that's the other impressive thing. It's still in the top 200. To number 9 due to the 30th anniversary reissue that was released on September 10th. It earned 37,000 equivalent album units with actual sales of 29,000. That's a almost 1,400% jump. The last time it was in the top 10 was on August 22nd, 1992 chart. So at Metallica. And if you want to take a quick beat and talk about perfect albums, I have no problem saying the Metallica Black Album is a perfect album.
Yeah, it was set up multiple times here on the show. And it's just, dude, it really is, though. You try to think of those albums that are front to back solid. There's only a few out there, in my opinion. In my opinion, I should say. That's the key word right there.
No, I don't. But even just in yours, I think in general, to say a perfect album, I'm talking front to back.
That's tough.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's tough. But, man, that like you said, the Black Album, I think any Metallica fan can't agree. What would you say could compete possibly?
See, I think Metallica fans, like diehard, like metalheads, may not say that. But I think in the music world in general, if you're looking at rock, soul, hip-hop, R&B, country, when you break down the entire music industry, that one is in the category of perfect albums.
As far as a broad sense that everybody likes, yes, the Black Album. Yeah. You can't deny that. That's music for everybody. I understand that you like some of the softer or harder Metallica.
Yeah.
But in general, that is the best album.
For sure. It's amazing. It's amazing.
What would be the second best Metallica album?
Dude, Hardwired was unbelievable. And I know that sounds crazy because that was a new... But dude, it was reminiscent to early Metallica, you know? But even their one with the orchestra was awesome. I don't think they made a bad album, to be honest. You know, maybe that one with Lou Reed was on the fence.
I was gonna say, what's the worst?
Yeah. That one, I mean, I wouldn't say it's the worst because it's still great stuff, but it's not, you know, what I would choose to listen to out of all the Metallica stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Regardless, it's all badass.
Yeah.
Just throw it on.
Badass, man. Lastly, in your rock news, Eric Clapton's stance against not wanting to play before a vaccinated-only audience went by the wayside Saturday when he did just to that at the Smoothie King Center in New Orleans. That's right, the Smoothie King Center. Mm. And while Clapton hasn't commented, he did repost on Facebook the chorus of his new anti-vaccination mandate song, This Has Gotta Stop. This has gotta stop, enough is enough, I can't take this BS any longer, it's gone far enough, you want to claim my soul, you'll have to come break down this door. That is his latest song that is out there. The next show on his 8-city U.S. tour is tonight in Nashville, and like New Orleans, requires either proof of vaccination or a negative test for entry. Despite being vaccinated himself, Clapton has bitched about the side effects he experienced. He also joined Van Morrison in recent protesting songs about the UK's lockdown of concert venues during the pandemic. And when British Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced that vaccine passes would be required to enter nightclubs and venues in the UK, he said, quote, I wish to say that I will not perform on any stage where there is a discriminated audience present. Unless there is provisions made for all people to attend, I reserve the right to cancel my show. So I don't know if he's against the vaccine per se. I think he's against saying that, hey, if you're not vaccinated, you can't come to the show. I think that's what he's putting his stamp on.
See, they're all or nothing.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. I think that's kind of what he's saying there. So because obviously he's vaccinated himself, and you know, I think that his side effects. He was saying he couldn't play. He was losing the feeling in his fingers or something like that.
Jeez.
Crazy, but really? That's where Clapton's at. If you're a fan of Clapton, that's what he's got going on. Hmm. All right, that is your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, September 21st, 1947, Don Felder of the Eagles was born in Topanga, California. Right. I would say he's the quiet Eagle.
Eh. Yeah, you don't see hear much from him.
No, that's true. he can't just plays the music and goes about his business. That's it. All right, so there you go. That is your rock news and rock history for a Tuesday. We're going to be back with more, of course, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR. It's about me.